Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. And wherever you are, I hope you are warm and comfortable. Today, it actually feels like spring because it's in the 20s here, and we've had below freezing weather and below and in single digits. However, my heart is warmed by my guests, and especially today. Have any of you, I'm sure you have, really thought about at some time or another really following a dream or following your heart and decided to do that? And did it and found out that not only was that something that really resonated with you and made you feel good and fulfilled, it also touched the lives of so many other people. And my first guest is such a person. Her name is Susan Caldwell, and she's been empowering women for a long time. She's an author, a speaker, and a coach. And she reinvented herself so many times, changing from accounting to education, to graphic design, which eventually led her to follow her heart to her current career as a publisher and creator of Applaud Magazine. It's a women's magazine that's designed to inspire women and also be a resource that provides them with the information to make the best possible decisions in their life. It was first launched locally and in print for 7 years, and then Applaud Women transitioned to an online publication with global outreach in 2009. Applaud features wonderful articles by internationally renowned writers, speakers such as Dr. Wayne Dyer, Susie Orman, Louise Hay, and so many more. Additionally, Susan created an online mall with over 150 national and international retail stores, and I have to say that I am honored to also be a part of the magazine. I just joined as part of the editorial staff, and I'm excited. Welcome, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. That was a wonderful introduction.
My pleasure. I love how we were talking, you know, how when we were talking that you did think about shifting gears, as so many of us do, and research does show that in somebody's lifetimes, they may actually change careers and change focus to really get to a place in their heart. And you did just that. So what does it feel like to kind of be living a dream of yours? How does it feel?
Oh, it feels fantastic. I mean, there was a lot to learn, but just being able to do what I wanted to do, just being able to figure out what it was that I wanted to do was just a wonderful experience.
How did you figure it out?
Well, I got to a point when I was in my 50s where I got to a point where I could just go and figure it out. And I went to some employment coaches, took some tests to see where my interests lie. And then I decided to be a graphic designer. That was the beginning of it. And just paid attention to what people were saying and kept my eyes open. I started out by fooling around with my photography, which led me to a craft fair and met this young lady who was doing a digest-sized magazine. And that sort of was the beginning of where I am today.
You know, what I'm also hearing is that you followed not only your dream, but you also had certain skills and talents developed and or underdeveloped that you were actually able to utilize, and especially utilize in this magazine and what you're doing to support women. So how does this magazine, because I'm so excited that I'm a part of it now, but aside from that, how does the magazine, Susan, really make a difference in women's lives?
when I decided what I was going to focus on with the magazine, it was really important for me to provide women with information that they needed, whether it was business or career or other facets of their lives, and put it all in one place so that it was convenient for them to go and obtain the information, and also to provide them with some inspiration so that they could feel like they could be able to do it.
So how do you have a story or some way that the magazine, that Applaud magazine, inspires women?
Well, each issue we have an inspiration women section of the magazine, and we cover two or three women and tell their story. And one of the things I always ask them is, during the interview, is for a quote. And I always pull out something that is really inspiring, motivational, shows the readers that these women who have achieved so much had issues themselves, had challenges themselves, and this quote reflects how they got through that piece and got to success. And I, to me, that's like the biggest part of the magazine, because first of all, women even today don't get the accolades that the males get, and that's just a fact of life. And I very much wanted to be a part of applauding women who have accepted challenges, who have succeeded, who have worked through it and gotten through it. And so that was an important part of it for me. So it's sort of a two-sided factor. They're there to inspire readers who haven't found their dream or haven't achieved success yet, but also to applaud those women who have succeeded.
You know, I love the title of it too, the Applaud, because as you're talking, it really makes sense that what you're doing is shining the light on other women, or women that are, you know, well, and we've all had challenges, but shining the light on women with challenges and who've been able to somehow move past those challenges. And when they do that, like you say, it becomes inspirational, and the feeling that they have, somebody else reading about that woman or women, say, wow, look what they were able to do despite the odds, despite the adversity, the difficulty, the challenges. And if they could do it, so can I. So I think that's wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit about a story about some of the people that have actually been writing for you, because you've had some wonderful people, both men and women. I just gave a small list, but there's so many more.
Well, the Hay House writers are there because Hay House is an affiliate of mine. So I'm allowed to share what certain articles that are on one of their websites. So that's pretty awesome. And it's important to me, too, because I'm one of those people who straddles the traditional versus the alternative viewpoints, and so it allowed me to present some of that in the magazine. You know, we have some more traditional people like Dr. Christiane Northrup, and then we've got some alternative people like Doreen Virtue, who talks about angels and stuff like that. So that I was really, really grateful to be able to share that in there. Carolyn Mace is amazing. And I just loved sharing her stuff, which is on the alternative side. So I've got people who's sharing factual kind of information stuff. I cover almost every facet of what a woman might be interested in or what role she might be taking right at the moment, whether she's dating or she's married or she's a parent or she's has beauty concerns or fashion, or health and wellness, business, home. It pretty much runs the gamut from beginning. Oh, and food, that's a big thing. I know a lot of women love to do recipes, and so I try to have something in there for every woman so it's all covered.
How do you make that decision? Because you have so many people that want to write for the magazine. How do you determine what's good in terms of what is going to be of interest to other women and make those decisions?
I've actually never had a problem with that. I have, there's a couple of different ways that people get into the magazine. And as you know, you're on the board and you have awesome information to share. And I know that. I have a really good feel for what women will benefit from. And the other way is for business women or men actually who purchase an ad editorial package, which they have to purchase an ad and then the editorial piece is free. And I always make sure if I'm in doubt, I ask them to submit a couple of things that they've written. But I've been really, really lucky in that everything that I've gotten, sometimes things need to be tweaked a little bit because people aren't natural writers, but I've never put anything in the magazine that I wasn't comfortable with and didn't think that my readers would benefit from.
What's the feedback that you get, Susan, from people that are reading it? And is it just, do just women read it or are men reading it as well?
I think men are reading it as well. I just don't focus because that is not my focus.
Right.
But the readers, the feedback that I'm getting is that it's fantastic. They like the fact that there's a lot of variety in it. Some of them in particular love particular writers. Like I said, Carolyn Mace, Doreen Virtue, Abraham Hicks. Wayne Dyer is one of the favorites, Marianne Williamson, and the individual other people like yourself who are writing. It depends on what their experience and their focus are, but they always find something they always find something to enjoy reading.
Now you have this online mall. Is that connected with the magazine? Is that separate? How does that work? And how did you figure that one out? That's brilliant too. How did you create it?
Thank you. It is separate from the magazine, although there's a lot of affiliate marketing in the magazine itself. But I got the idea of affiliate marketing. I sort of woke up one day and realized that it was out there and decided that it would be easy. I have some skills in web design, so I've got enough so that I can create this myself. And I just thought it was a convenient way for women to shop online and get everything in one place, because that's what a mall's supposed to be.
So when you it says national and international stores, does it run the gamut of clothes? And I mean, what's in those stores that could be of interest to men and women?
There's all the leading fashion store, retail stores, Bloomingdale's, Saks, Lord and Taylor, Walmart, Target, the little boutique ones like DKNY and Donna Karan. There's toys and books and decorating stuff and food. I mean, everything that you can think of is there. And it was designed so that you can go into the store, go into the mall, and say you want to go to DKNY, which is a fashion store for anybody who doesn't know. It's actually a Donna Karan brand. So they can click on the link to go into the store, and it goes opens in a different tab. So you don't lose the mall. You can always keep going back to the mall and go to a different store and back and forth and whatever. And the other benefit that I felt in it was that you can easily do comparison shopping. So because if you're looking for something and you check out Walmart, especially if it's like toys, it seems like they different stores have different sales at different times or different prices for particular toys. You know, they might have special deals with Fisher Price or something. So you can go in and see what it is in Walmart. You can go see what it is in Target. You can go into Kohl's and see what it's in. And so you can determine which one you want without having to jump all over the place, because they're all in the same place.
And, you know, it's like going through a mall, a regular mall, where you see all these stores and, oh, look at that and that. Although it's more convenient because nowadays everybody is shopping more and more online. I think, I don't know the percentage, but I think a lot of that has increased because you can do it from your home. You can do it in the crazy weather that you and I have experienced.
Yes.
You can do it. Right. So I think the convenience factor and the fact that you can do it while you're doing something else too, and you don't have to actually be physically in that area, makes for the delight in shopping that way.
Yeah, definitely. Especially for something like Christmas or Valentine's Day or Easter. But I have to let people know that I have also brought the mall or brought my affiliates into the magazine. So in the food section of the magazine, you're going to see Starbucks and Ghirardelli and Godiva and popcorn. I forget what it's called. You're going to see all kinds of stuff in there, and all you have to do is click on the ad, and again, it opens up in a different window, and you can go in there. The fashion section is full of everything, like I said, high-end Lord & Taylor down to Kohl's and Walmart. So whatever people's financial level is, they can find something of value. And then there's stuff in beauty. There's toy stuff in the parenting section, Legos, and I'm drawing a blank. But all the major toy people are in there. And business, I think we've got some stuff in the business section and health and wellness as well.
So, Susan, you've shifted gears. You've kind of changed different careers. You followed your heart. What have you learned from that whole experience? And what can you tell other women who kind of maybe haven't even found their heart's desire yet and are still in this search?
Well, one of the things, listen. You know, listen to what's going on. Listen to what people are saying. When I was standing at that craft fair, if I was only focused on my own table and not listening to what was going on at the next table, I would have never started my magazine because that's where I got the idea from. And, you know, the people that said to me, I was creating little greeting cards, and I wasn't sure where to go with it, and somebody said, why don't you go to a craft fair and see what happens? Well, if I hadn't taken that chance, I wouldn't have been there either. So I think you've got to figure out what you really enjoy doing. For me, I needed something that was creative, and that was really lacking in the things that I was doing, you know, like accounting is not creative.
Right.
So that was important. And the other thing for me is affecting change in doing something positive. Those things are really important because at the end of the day, you want to feel like you've accomplished something. And so figure out and pay attention to what you need and what you enjoy, because that's where you should be going.
And listen to people, like you say, but I'm going to add, don't listen to the naysayers who say,
oh, you can't do that,
right? Because too many times people get caught up in that, and they may have those naysayers may really have their own agenda. So it's truly about listening to people, maybe getting ideas, but at the end of the day, you really have to tune in to your internal voice and what your soul is calling to you to do. Susan, tell people how they can find out about that mall, because I have to look at it. I haven't seen it yet, and that's exciting to me. And how they can get a hold of the magazine and contact you and really be part of this incredibly empowering experience.
Thank you. Okay, the mall is accessed through my website, as is the magazine. It's www.mallofwomen.com. Applaud, which is APPLAUD, women, WOMEN.com. And I want to make sure that people know that starting in 2015, I'm charging a subscription rate for the magazine. But from now until Saturday, it's only $2.96 for the whole year. Plus, they're locked into it for life, and they can view the winter issue for free. So they can access that through the website. They can email me if they like, and I can give them a direct link. And that's applaud@comcast.net. I think that's probably the easiest way to go about it at this point.
Wonderful. And can you just give us a hint of something that's coming up in the next issue of the magazine that you know about?
Oh, the next issue is going to be the best ever. I just brought on yourself and another four or five writers in the business section. We're covering leadership, marketing, gaining confidence, networking. I think that's business. And then we've got a great new person coming into the food nutrition section that I'm really, really excited about. We've got some wonderful, inspirational women that we're covering. One of them is also the person who's doing the nutrition food article. And then we have a writer, Arlene Bogonia, I think her last name is. She's a writer, director, filmmaker. I'm really excited about that. So there's a lot coming on board for this issue.
Well, thank you so much, and I am actually very honored to be a part of it. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing for women, and I'm going to check out that mall. Have a blessed day, Susan.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Oftentimes, what happens is that we go through life, we make changes, and sometimes changes make us in so many ways. Life happens. We go through natural transitions, which are challenging in and of themselves. And then sometimes we go through transitions that are unexpected transitions. And we really kind of need some kind of blueprint or support when we're going through these, because it's a very challenging time, as many people know. And oftentimes it can bring about confusion, sadness, even a little bit of depression, looking back and saying, oh, what happened? However, I want to tell you that once you move through those transitions, it can be wonderful. And here to help us out and here to help us figure out how to triumph through life transitions is another colleague of mine. I just love all these women. Rita Rocker, who's a national inspirational and educational speaker, an internationally published author, communications and image specialist, career consultant, and mistress of ceremonies with Transformation Academy, LLC. Rita inspires individuals to excel while providing life transforming and confidence building skills for professional organizations, corporations, youth and college programs, leadership conferences, and women retreats. She's also the author of Hope at the End of Your Rope, Steps to Rebuild Your Life and Guide to Marketing Yourself for Success, and a contributing author. I'm having trouble talking today, folks. A contributing author to many books, including The Professional Woman, Sink, Swim, or Float, and The Unstoppable Woman's Guide to Emotional Well-Being. She's appeared on national television, radio, talk shows about self-esteem and communication, and she's here with us now. Welcome, Rita Rocker. How are you?
Today.
How
really
are you?
Looking forward to this. I'm good.
good. I had a mouthful there. So let's get right to it, because firstly, what happens to a lot of people during transition time that you've experienced?
Well, I think so many times during a transition, we maybe have feelings of guilt for things that we felt like we should have done or we didn't do, or if I'd only done this, this wouldn't have happened, or we experienced a lot of fear. I can remember when my late husband passed away and I was just like fear-ridden. Where do I go from here? What do I do? How am I going to manage? And, you know, there are so many emotions that come up during transitions. And a lot of times we blame ourselves for the way something happened. Maybe it was a job that was lost, or, you know, we had to move somewhere, or a relationship was lost. And so, you know, there's a lot of emotional issues to work through as we take those steps into a new life. We'll never go back to what was previously normal, but we create a new normal. And that can be exciting if we let it be.
You know, I like that we create a new normal, because a lot of people who've been through, I mean, that's a phraseology that's used a lot with people that I've worked with who have had cancer and breast cancer, women with breast cancer or any kind of illness or challenge, and then have had to shift their lives, both for them and their families, as to what now connotes normalcy. And it's changed. It's really changed. So you have this book, Hope at the End of Your Rope, Steps to Rebuild Your Life. What was the impetus, Rita, for creating that book?
Well, you know, I felt like I was supposed to write this book for the last several years, and I finally did it. But I experienced so many things that I didn't want other people to have to go through. If you know, like, we never listened to our mother, at least I never did, and I wish I had, but sometimes we will listen to someone else. So from a very early age, I you know, experienced a trigger that made me believe I wasn't of no value or worth or anything like that. And so I led a life filled with self-defeating behaviors and sabotaging myself and quit just about everything I did, and was in destructive and abusive relationships and drank too much and did drugs and numbed the pain because I hated myself. And just, you know, so many things. Lost my son for many years and went through a lot of abuse and just feeling of hopelessness and illness and caregiving for parents and all of these things. And so I just wanted to help other people know that no matter what they've been through, no matter how hard life has kicked them in the backside, that there really is hope, and you really can build your life, and you can start over again. And sometimes we have to do it several times before we finally feel like we've succeeded.
And, you know, that's really true, because sometimes we get that wake-up call, but we don't really get that wake-up call until something else happens that really shakes us up even more. So what can you tell people in terms of, I mean, I have the book. So in terms of, okay, here we are, we've had that wake-up call, we're finally paying attention, what do they need to do? Can you give us one or two steps that they need to follow, Rita, that will help them rebuild their lives?
Well, I think a lot of it is, too, realizing how resilient we are, because a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit. I think of those old Weeble dolls that, you know, you'd knock them down and they'd fall right, you know, bounce right back up because of the little rounded bottoms. And I want to tell people, first of all, know that you are kind of like that Weeble doll. You may get knocked down, but you know, you're not out for good. And, you know, you can ask yourself all these experiences that you've had up to this point, do they really serve any good purpose or constructive purpose in my life? And if we can sit down and honestly answer that, we can see where a lot of relationships and things that we're doing really don't serve us a good purpose, and that we need to replace those. And then, you know, do these experiences help me move forward or keep me in a pit? Do they work in my favor or against me anyway? And a lot of times just answering those questions, we can determine, you know, I need new friends, I need new relationships, I need to maybe remove some of my family members, maybe I need to take some classes to get a better job, get a makeover. I created a sign that I actually had in my office for a couple of years, and it said, I will feast at the table of life. Crumbs are no longer acceptable, because I wanted to realize that I was settling for crumbs and I didn't deserve that.
I like that. That's really great. You know, oftentimes I've worked with a colleague, and I've also done some work with transition, and this colleague said that going through transitions, especially when they're challenging and difficult, is like walking through the wilderness, because in a way the past can be gone. It's and you're entering new territory, but you may not even be in that territory yet. You're kind of like trying to figure out exactly where you are, and it may be confusing, it may be painful, it may be, like you said, really scary. However, what you talk about is really helping people come out and triumph over that. You have a chapter in the book that's called All Things, and I love this, All Things Work Together for Good. So what's the difficulty that experiences needed to do or whatever to help us launch, to help us move, no matter what the difficulty? What happens when we're moving through those challenging experiences to begin that new chapter or that new experience, that new beginning in our lives?
Well, you know, on a personal level, I know that, having been a battered wife, also having, lost a good man from death, and then more issues than I can tell you about, it really helped me to realize when I sat back the amount of compassion, the amount of things that I can help other people with because I went through those things. And a lot of times it takes maybe something really difficult to catapult us into a new realm. When we finally say, hey, enough is enough, I don't deserve this, and it's kind of like a light bulb goes on. And I think about a quote that I'd like to share that just really ministered to me and has really helped a lot of people, and that is, if you are being treated with love and respect, if you are not being treated with love and respect, check the price tag. Perhaps you've marked yourself down. It's you who tells people what you are worth and by what you accept. Get off the clearance rack and get behind the glass where the valuables are kept. Learn to value yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And I think that's so important, because a lot of times when we've gone through a lot of failures and disappointments, we look at ourselves that way as a failure, and we don't see all that we have to offer. But I read a good analogy one time of, when we go shopping for flowers and we see a package of flowers, we open it up and it's just full of little ugly, dead, dried up seeds. And a lot of times I think we feel that way because of the things we've gone through and maybe the way we've been treated or the failures. But then when you look at what's on the package, it's totally different. It's a beautiful creation. It's a beautiful flower. And I think a lot of times when we look in the mirror, we see I've been through this and I've been through that, and I'm a big loser and nobody cares about me. And instead, I just want to encourage people, look at the potential there. You know, those seeds grow, and if we nurture and care about them. And that's one thing women don't do enough, is nurture and care about themselves quite often. But as they do, they become the beautiful, strong creations that they were meant to be. But, it takes work.
Yeah, well, yes, and all relationships, including and especially the relationship with ourselves, and I think that's the primary relationship, does take work, but the rewards of that work are incredible. And also, as you were talking, I was thinking, Rita, that we, not just women, we all are our worst critics, and I'll say a majority of us devalue ourselves. We measure ourselves by standards. We measure ourselves by standards that may not be reachable or attainable, and standards that may not be accurate in terms of weight, in terms of intelligence, in terms of all different things. And I remember one time talking to somebody, and they said, oh, this person can be more beautiful, or this person could be more intelligent, or this person could be more creative. I think you have to get to the point in your life where you say, so what? I'm still incredibly beautiful, incredibly talented, incredibly creative and intelligent, and really be able, like you were talking, to showcase, to shine that spotlight on the wonderful qualities that we have. And my guest earlier, Susan Caldwell, was talking about to speak to other people. She was talking in terms of a career. However, I'm thinking sometimes talk to people who are your friends and who care about you, who know you, who can actually take a look at what your gifts are, what your talents are, how special you are, and poll them to get that information about the good qualities that you have, because like I said, we just put ourselves down. So give us a couple of tips that can help us positively transform.
Okay, yes. A lot of it is, like I said, you know, asking yourself, do these things fulfill any purpose? And then thoughtfully consider some other questions. What do I wish to change? Is it my relationships? Are they pulling me down? Are they, you know, keeping me in a pit because misery loves company? Is it things I need to do for health, finances, my career? And actually just sit down and write, you know, what needs to change in my life in order to fulfill my purpose? And then what will it take to transform? Different friends, letting go of someone or something that keeps me down. It could be needing to go through some unforgiveness issues, exercise and eating plan, classes. I mean, you know, what will it be? And then who or where can I turn to for support? A lot of times I think we're afraid to ask for support. Is it an organization? Like you said, you know, is it a positive friend? Who can I go to for support? We need to feel free to ask other people to help us. Another one is who or what is preventing me from stepping into my new life? Is it a perceived or a real roadblock? You know, maybe we're having to be a caregiver, and so we have to kind of put some things on hold temporarily. But, you know, if we can't completely change a particular area of our lives, maybe we can take some steps, at least at this point in time, to make it better until something else changes. And then another one would be, you know, where I'm speaking in negative or defeated terms, what can I say to turn them into victory statements? Because so many times those little tapes are pounding in our heads, you know, you failed this time, you're not going to make it that time. And sometimes, especially in the beginning, it can be a real battle to just stop it immediately. And like, you know, I am beautiful, I am capable, and start running those positive tapes through our heads so that we can move forward.
You know, I remember years ago when I was listening to some recording that was giving me affirmations, rather. And one of the affirmations that really got me going, I think if I remember it, is to say to yourself, I am lovable and capable. And I don't know, and this was like, I'm thinking probably 20 years ago or so. It just brought such tears to my eyes for some reason. So that was an area where I just felt like maybe I didn't deserve it or maybe I wasn't. And once I was doing those affirmations, those tears finally left, and I was able to get comfortable with the fact that we can be lovable and we can be capable. There isn't a disconnect. I also wanted to say, as you were talking, that it's so very important for women and men, because we have women and men on the, you know, listening to the show, and we love our listeners, that sometimes you don't have to do all the steps at once, because sometimes that's overwhelming. But just take a few steps, even one or two steps. Just get that process started, because it will lead to others. You talk about the kaleidoscope in the opening, the beginning of your book. Why kaleidoscope? What is that symbolism about?
Well, I you know, my mother had written a beautiful poetry, and she had even mentioned that in there, and it inspired me to include that, because you know, our own lives can resemble a kaleidoscope, as far as, you know, it's full of little shattered pieces. And as we turn the little wheel in the kaleidoscope, it changes. And so many times in our own book, we have all these loose fragments or bits and pieces in our lives, and they're changing constantly depending on what's happening around us with other people, et cetera. And so, you know, through a succession of changing phases or actions, you know, they change constantly. And so a lot of times our own lives seem like a mass of disjointed bits and pieces with no particular significance. You know, there's some here, there, and everywhere. And yet as we work it, actually take care of it and take those steps to improve our lives, we can create some very beautiful pictures in the kaleidoscope and create some new designs, just like, you know, in our own lives, when we feel disjointed, sit down and think about the pattern of our life, our hopes and dreams, and sometimes it's tearing out a few things in that pattern, the life's design, that don't fit us any longer. Maybe we're just too uncomfortable with our lifestyle choices and where we're going. Maybe we need to quit going certain places or being with certain people, and we kind of like a pattern of clothing, you know, we might need to replace a torn sleeve. Well, that could be a friend, it could be a job, for instance. And so when you think of the kaleidoscope, we're the same way. We have to take all those pieces that might be totally disjointed and create something new and make a beautiful mosaic out of it. And we can, but, you know, it may take a lot of work, but it's certainly worth it in the long run.
You know, I agree.
We have
that
the power within us to do that.
Right. I totally agree. And I agree that it may take work, and we do have the power within us. And also, maybe we don't have to let go of some people, but maybe we have to shift where they are. So, for example, you may have someone in your life who was a wonderful friend and then turned on you for whatever reason. And maybe she or he were going through something there within their own lives. And maybe it's not about dissing that person or totally letting them out of your life completely, but maybe it's moving them out of the inner circle and moving them kind of on the periphery of your life, so to speak. So
yes,
so I think it's important to make those decisions and to figure that out. Rita Ruff, how can people find out more about you and about the Transformation Academy that you have, and also how to connect with you and to buy your books?
Absolutely. Well, all of the above, basically, with my website, and that's www.transformationacademy.com. I do have probably, you know, a couple years worth of blogs on there. They're related to personal and professional development, a lot with business, presentation skills. My phone number is on there. The blog is on there. They can also connect with me through LinkedIn if they would like, under Rita Rocker. And my number they could reach me at is 402-968-3250.
Thank you so much.
And also the books are on there, too, I forgot to mention.
And, of course, and there are several books. Very several books. So before we go, and we only have a minute left, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I just believe that, you know, for me personally, God himself has been the hope at the end of my rope. When I have literally felt like I wanted to end my life even to that point of despair, I looked up and I just really felt like, you know, God is the one who can pull us out of the pit, clothe us with strength and dignity, bring us new friends, which I've experienced, new opportunities. So I just say, you know, you have to grab the hold of that rope, look up, be pulled up, wave goodbye to the past, and then begin the new adventure. And we can do it. We absolutely can do it.
Wonderful. And I love that. So we're going to leave people with that. You can do it no matter what came before. You can really do it. We've had two wonderful guests, Susan Caldwell, Rita Rocker, and thanks to our listeners. And next week, which is, we're in March, and hopefully spring will be coming sooner than later, and we're going to have two very different people, Kimberly Hart and Dave Campbell, business and heart-centered challenges moving into heart-centered completion. So thank you so much for tuning in. And what I want to remind each and every one of you is that every day you have the opportunity to take a look at your life, take a look at you, and not in the disparaging negative fashion that so many of us do, but to be able to reach inside and to draw from the wealth of experience, the wealth of information that is within you to power your life. And I always say that powering your life is not about holding claim over anybody else's or power over anybody else's through force or manipulation or anything like that. It's really about figuring out the ways that you can be the best that you can possibly be, that you can allow your life to not only be wonderful and beautiful, but also to touch other people's lives. And it doesn't have to be something major. It could be doing so in small, beautiful ways that allow you to feel good about yourself, and also in some way allow other people to feel, wow, thank you. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of my life and for listening to the show. And I also want to remind you that you can go to my website at docwhite.org. You can find a lot of blogs, information about upcoming shows, and also about my Power Your Life TV show, which features incredible guests just like the radio show. And it's all about empowering your life and helping you see your vision, live your vision, be your vision. And remember that help, that change, that transformation, that love, that growth, all of that begins within you, and all of that begins with you. So put your best foot forward, shine your light onto you, and shine your light, your special gifts and talents out into the world so that you can make the world, we can all make the world a better place. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks so much for joining us. Have a blessed day each and every day, and tune in next week for Power Your Life.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.